Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, more muscular, and healthier faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is January 23rd, 2015. Whoa, cedar is in the air, especially in Austin, Texas. If you're in Austin, Texas, my goodness, it is crazy. I'm so sorry I haven't been recording over the past few days, actually almost over a week now. I went on a seminar a week and a half ago, and I was in the seminar room for three straight days, and then some networking and this and that. And then I get back, suddenly I got hit so hard by allergies, and I didn't know what it was at first. If you've ever had allergies before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For me, first thing that happens is my eyes start getting so itchy. I mean, I wanted to scratch my eyeballs out. I don't know if you have the same issue whenever you deal with any sort of pollen or mold allergies. And then all of a sudden, my nose decides to start running like crazy. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm still got some leftovers from what was happening. And so I had to check what was going on. I didn't know if I was getting sick or I didn't know if I was having an allergic reaction. I mean, it felt like I had like 18 cats in the room and they were crawling all over me. I'm allergic to cat fur. And when I checked out the Austin Allergy Index, they have this chart that shows you the range from low all the way to high at the highest level. And then there's a little red bar that tells you what the allergy index is. Cedar was all the way to the end. I mean, the cedar bar filled the entire chart. I'm sure it would have gone off the chart if it could. It has been absolutely horrible. I don't know if you suffer from allergies, but it's just miserable. I haven't been able to even type because my eyes won't stop watering. And I haven't been able to speak because I haven't been able to breathe without all this snot dribbling out of my nose. So anyway, these past 2 days have been the first 2 days that I've had any relief. And that's because it has been raining every day in Austin, Texas. Thank goodness the moisture is binding up all of the pollen and allergens that's in the air and keeping it base so it's not going into my system. But my goodness. But speaking of allergies, I want to give you a really cool tip that my wife, the vegan medical doctor, taught me. And that is, you ever notice, have you ever worked out when you had horrible allergies, your nose is running? It doesn't matter if you're actually having an allergy or if you've got a cold, but you work out. And then in my experience, what suddenly happens is I start working out and I start feeling amazing. My head clears up. My nose clears up. I'm able to breathe easily without any effort. And I feel great too. No headaches or anything. Have you ever noticed that? I asked my wife, I said, why is that? Why is it when I get into a workout, and this is what I did the other day. I did a home workout, writing some emails, getting some sets in, feeling amazing with my power blocks, my bench here in my home office. And I feel great. I thought, wait, maybe I'm no longer allergic. It's not true. It wasn't that. My wife said, to put it very simply, what happens is you get these endorphins that you release in your bloodstream and a little bit of adrenaline. I said, well, why does that help with allergies? She said, well, it just gives you some temporary relief. And the way it does that is because it, very similar to caffeine, will constrict your blood vessels. It'll cause a little constriction, which when you get some blood vessel constriction, it temporarily will keep the mucus flow down. It'll temporarily keep your eyes from watering as much. And that's exactly what happened. So for a good hour after my workout, I was able to breathe and I felt amazing. So talk about a natural remedy to get some temporary relief. Exercise. I mean, that's just more reasons for you to be able to work out. Speaking of working out, how's your workouts going? It's January 23rd. How are your New Year's resolutions going? I hope they're doing really well. I've got a guy right now that one of the guys, really, really, really famous guy in the personal development space. He's got one of the top podcasts out there in personal development. One of the greatest motivational speakers right now on the planet. And I'm just lucky enough that he chose me to be his trainer. Well, we've been working together for about 2.5 weeks right now. And I just want to share with you a little bit about his results. And then I want to give you some of the tips that I've been giving him to be able to achieve these results. So his goal is to go from his, where he is right now, which you look at him and he is your typical average hardworking American male. If you can imagine what that is. He's not obese, but he's not, you wouldn't look at him and say that he's fit and lean either. He's not defined at all. He's got belly. He's got a little bit of, he started off with a little bit of sag in the pecs. We call those man boobs and no definition or muscle tone anywhere. But what he wants to look like is he wants to look like Hugh Jackman in Wolverine. So you know what I'm talking about. You're talking about 8-pack veins, muscularity, ripped to shreds. and he wants to be able to do that. I said, no problem. We could do that in the next few months. I know that seems unreasonable or out of the scope of reality for some of you, but not if you put some of these tips that I'm going to give you in a second. If you've put those into practice, you'll be able to have that too. But here's what happened. In 2.5 weeks, and I'll tell you what we did to achieve that in just a moment, but in 2.5 weeks, he was able to add a full inch to the width of his shoulders, because we're taking measurements. So he's got an inch wider, and he's cut 3 inches off of his waist. 3 inches off of the waist. So you think about that for a second. A lot of us guys, we want to have a nice V shape. Unfortunately, what my client started out with was more like either a straight or an A shape. That's not the type of shape that most of us want to go for. You don't want that A shape. You want the V shape. We created, we improved his V shape by 4 inches, an inch wider in the shoulders and 3 inches leaner in the waist. How cool is that? So how do we do it? We used the same strategy that I've been talking about in the past few episodes. I highly recommend that you go back and you look them up. That's using the zigzag strategy. So you take your body weight, you measure what your body weight is right now. And then what you're going to do is you're going to spend a couple days. You're going to be devoting those days to muscle building. You're going to do muscle building exercises and you're going to do muscle building eating. So that means you're going to be eating a lot more food, more protein, more carbohydrates, more fat. And then what you do is you switch it down. Now, measure your body weight. This is really important. So you're going to see what's going to happen when you eat more calories, more food, more protein, more fat, more carbohydrates, and you lift in a bodybuilding type of way. That means big lifts, big, big lifts, isolated training too, designed to stimulate muscle growth. What's going to happen? What do you expect to happen on the scale? Your weight's probably, if you're doing it right, your weight's going to go up. Your weight will go up. Then what you do is you switch to fat loss mode. So this is what we call the zigzag. So when you do muscle building, we call that up days. When you go switch into fat loss mode, we call those down days. Why? Because you're going to have less carbohydrates. You're going to have a little less fat and a little less protein, just less food overall. What's happening is you're switching up your ingredients. You're getting rid of a lot of the starchy carbohydrates. You're getting most of your carbohydrates almost completely from greens and vegetables, the ones that are going to accelerate your fat loss the most. And then your training style, you want to switch that to fat loss too. So bodybuilding exercises, great for building muscle, horrible at losing body fat. Why? Because the calories that you expend doing bodybuilding isn't anywhere close to what it could be when you do things like high-intensity interval training, CrossFit full body workouts, full body functional workouts, high intensity interval cardio training. We've got examples of that. That's what we do in our 10-day tummy tightener. That's what we do in our high intensity interval cardio training, our fat killer high intensity interval cardio training program. Those are the type of workouts you want to do. When you combine that with the fat loss, do that for a couple days, and here's what you do. Looking at your body weight every day. What you want to do, if you're consuming fewer calories, if you're consuming all clean ingredients that can't put fat on your body, and if you're working out in a way that takes fat off your body, what do you expect to happen on the scale? The weight's going to go down, of course. It's going to go down. And what you want it to do is you want it to shoot below where you started. Shoot below where you started. So my client, he started at 198. Did a couple, 2 to 3 days of fat using the fast mass strategy that I teach in our vegan muscle project. He added 5 pounds. 5 pounds in 2 to 3 days. So he went from 198 to 203. Then I put him on fat loss. 2 days of fat loss. Just 2 days of fat loss. He shot below 198, hit 197. Boom. Perfect. Said, you're below where you started. Now it's time to zigzag back up to muscle building. So he did 1 to 2 days of muscle building, shot up to 200, 201, and then switched to 2 to 3 days of fat loss. Boom, shot below 196. And it's just up and down. So all you do in this strategy is you just teeter-totter between your starting weight. And what's going to happen is you're going to cut fat, build muscle. Cut fat, build muscle. And what's going to happen in a very short period of time is you're going to start getting that V shape. You're going to start increasing the width of your shoulders, increasing the strength and the muscularity of your upper body and your lower body too. We're not neglecting the legs. But then what's going to happen is you're going to start trimming down that waist, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness. You're going to get more defined. You're going to have that six pack. In 2.5 weeks, he showed me these pictures, and we will publish these. I promise we will reveal who it is. We're keeping it all kind of under wraps right now. and work with him very closely, very intensively, and we're trying to make this incredibly dramatic transformation so that nobody's kind of led on what's happening and what to expect. We just want to take you, show you where he started, and boom, all of a sudden, Hugh Jackman body. But I'm telling you, it's amazing because in 2.5 weeks, we've been able to completely remove the love handles. Yeah, love handles. Guys, if you're suffering from love handles, my goodness, I can't tell you how fast you can get rid of those when you know what you're doing, when you know what the best strategy is. And that's a zigzag strategy. It's amazing at what it can do for you. I mean, right now it's crazy. He's telling me that he's running around. He sent me this text that he's running around. I mean, what happens when you start looking better? What happens when you get rid of your love handles and you start increasing the size of your shoulders, your chest, and your back? What happens? You feel confident, don't you? He's walking around the house with his shirt off all day, and his girls are telling him, please, Dad, you're going through a midlife crisis. Just put the shirt back on. Put the shirt back on. It's hysterical. I love it. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to be blown away that their dad is Wolverine in just a few more months. Anyway, I want to share that with you. I hope you are able to use that information, get some amazing results. Speaking of results, got a couple things I want to talk to you about. I put out this thing on, I want to create an accountability group for getting shredded. Yeah, getting shredded. And I thought, you know, how can I do this in a way that is the lowest price per entry to be able to pull this off? And I needed at least 25 people to say that they're interested before I did it because I wanted to offer it $30. And the reason it's $30, and this is per month, $30 per month, it's because I value my time. And it's just a matter of the amount of time that I want to be able to spend with you to help coach you and mentor you is the price is extraordinarily high for me because it's a choice between spending the time with my family, my loved ones. It's a choice between spending time speaking and just doing the things that I love to help other people live over here, or spending that with you. And we just, it's just going to have to work out with everybody. So I want to keep the price as low as possible for you. I want to be able to deliver as much value as possible so you can change your body this year. And so that way it's a win-win-win for everybody. But unfortunately, we just didn't get the interest. We only had about 14 people show me their interest, said that they wanted to be interested in it. So unfortunately, we're not going to do the shredding thing, at least not at this time, not right now. Let me see what I can come up with. Maybe there's some more different things that we might be able to put together that you might like. Maybe, what do you think about this? Tell me what you think. What if we did a shredded class? Maybe like a 2 to 3 week, once a week shredded course, and it's like a tutorial. I go through the steps for you to get shredded on a 100% vegan diet. Let me know what you think about that. Also, too, speaking of classes, I have extended the early bird special of our Metabolic Mastery Intensive. We have a total of 20 spots now. 15 have been taken for the Metabolic Mastery Intensive. And if you want to get in at that rate, $197, you get two tickets and a whole bunch of over $300 in bonuses. You go to metabolicmasteryintensive.com and you sign up today. This early bird special is good until January 31st. January 31st. That's it. And listen, I've got two spots right now. If you want to work with me one-on-one, if you think that that's the level of support that you need, that you have a little trouble, it's not you can't just... You're not being able to get the results with just the On Your Own classes. You need more hand-holding. I do have two spots. If you want to work with me this year, I do require a six-month commitment in order to produce the results and also make sure that you are committed beyond all of your own little pitfalls, your own little habits. I'm a master at helping you work through those things. I've got them available for you. And if you want to work with me, let's talk. I'm available for you. You can give us a call at 1-866-6-GET-FIT, GETFIT. And the first two people that contact me, you're going to get a chance to work with me. 100% one-on-one. It's not going to be free. Just want to let you know that too. It's not going to be free. This is if you want to be one of my private training clients. I've got two spots, six-month commitment, and let's see if it's something that's going to be a fit for you and a fit for me. All right? Thanks so much for listening. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.